Oh, Paul's one of the smoothest, sharpest looking dudes ever. He's the coolest cat in town, but he's had well documented troubles as well emotionally along the way. And to his credit, Paul has become a very strong advocate, particularly for men's mental health, but certainly is prioritising this. And tomorrow, he and Ruben Wiki are talking to Oropu in Wainuiomata about just that. Paul was Kiwi number 705, had an illustrious playing career, but also is kindly going public to help others who might have emotional ups and downs. And he's a neat bloke, and he's with us for a kōrero about him and Rube's getting together in Wainuiomata to talk with young sports people and not so young and not necessarily just sports people. Hey, Paul, it's good to talk again. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tērā.
Mauri ora kia koe, Paul. Good to talk with you. And again, hats off to you, mate, for the mahi you've been doing in this space. You and Ruben are doing some mentoring in Wainuiomata. Can you just sort of talk with our kaiwhakarongo this morning about the shape of that and what you're hoping to share and who is going to be part of this program tomorrow?
I'm Erika. So very fortunate to be able to travel down to Wellington right now, actually, alongside rugby league legends Ruben Wiki and Chontain Hape. I'm taking them back to my hometown, my mahi kāinga, and we're going into Wainuiomata Intermediate, Wainuiomata College, to inspire and motivate young rangatahi to believe in themselves and to understand it is their birthright to self-confidence and just to good things to go. You'd rather try things and not try at all. So we're going there to inspire, to promote the importance of high order well-being, but also being able to stand up on your hands, 2 feet, and believing in yourself and chasing your dreams.
Tēnā koe, self-confidence is your birthright. It didn't all pan out in the way that, from the outside, looking at your career, everyone thought that it was going, hunky-dory, but seemingly not. You went through some very dark times, and to find your feet in the way that you have now and be willing to speak openly about your emotional struggles through your sporting career and through life post-football is brave. Some people keep it all bottled up on the inside, but you've decided to share your reality. Why have you chosen to do so at intermediate school and secondary school age? How important is it to talk of these matters to that age group?
It's extremely important, and you may relate to this too, Rangatira. We are young, we're not taught how to control our emotions and learning the valuable tools to understand pain is okay. And self-talk and self-reassurance is not really taught at a young age. And we're just going in there to share our bit and having legends, like I said, Ruben and Chontain, to come and share their stories. They've got powerful stories. But most importantly, they are living by the values and tools and principles to keep healthy and well, and are living examples. I just believe that everyone's got a story, but once you own their story, that's when you can share. And the power of vulnerability is pretty awesome. And that's when you regain your mana through being vulnerable, through being uncomfortable. I found being in the high water space for the last 10 years, when you can be honest, open, but most importantly, share the solutions to keep healthy and well. That's the ticket right there. And having legends come to my hometown, it's really special for internal strength. And most importantly, it's going to be special for our rangatahi and our community.
Yeah, Wainuiomata is a microcosm, really, of what we are about here. Young, talented people, some closely connected with culture, some not so. It's a great team you're travelling with here, and obviously the respect that our sporting public have for all three of you is immense. Chontain, I recall him talking about his vulnerability and unsure, particularly at the back end of his career, when he didn't get the chance to sign off in the way that he did. And so post-professional sporting career, it was some difficult times. I'm pleased that he's found his feet, as you have too. And with Ruben alongside you, this is a powerful lobby group to speak of these matters. And some might be surprised at how willing you three are to go honestly forward with your realities of mental health struggles. Did they take convincing, or did these two neat guys just say, yeah, I'm in your corner as well, I'm coming with you?
Marama tēnā, whaipakaro tēnā I te ranga tēnā. They're both leaders in their own right, and they both are living examples of getting through adversity, owning it, but also doing well within the community. Ruben runs his own Ruben WikiWigs business and doing great things with his community in Ōtara, and obviously with Shawnee, the great work that he does in the education and wellbeing space and community space with Lizzie and Rugby League. They're already living by the internal strength values. And for me personally, being the director, it's great to have my brothers on board. We went into battle to represent our country a long time ago. It's great to reconnect. I trust them. And like I said, they're living proof that they can get through their own challenges and adversities and do great things. And it's just a big bonus to have them with me today and doing great work within my community. And as you mentioned with Shawnee, with his head concussions, he's come a long way. And, the power of story is I find, fixed. They've both got powerful stories. And then my brothers, we've done the big journey together. And in a way, they were a lot older. Ruben's sort of in peak condition. It's just great to have him on board.
Is he in the car with you?
He's in the car with you on him.
Oh, well, we might as well have a yarn with Rubes as well.
As well.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, once again.
Hey. Hey, Rubes. Tēnā koe, Ruben. How are you, mate? Maybe he's not hearing us as well as on your phone. Is you there, Ruben? Tēnā koe. Yeah, good, thanks, Ruben. I was just saying how neat it is. What a team, you, Shontaine and Paul, talking about these things that, you know, over the generations past, mate, men didn't talk about the realities of internal struggles, of mental health issues, finding your feet, because from the outside looking in, it looks as though, you know, life's rosy, playing footy and all the like. But there are ups and downs. What intrigues you about this opportunity to go and speak with young people in Wainui and Mata yourself, Ruben?
Well, I'm coming from the 90s, the early 90s, and just showing that we're all, I think, supermen back in those days, nothing faced us. But, internally, we dig deeper into the internal, we had problems, from our past, and trying to deal with that through the game we love so much, and taking that frustration out on the field in a controlled environment.
You're a health advocate, and that incorporates mental health. Healthy body, healthy mind. Is this an edict that you still live by?
Oh, yeah, it's 50 plus now, mate. Got to still keep ticking along and take these young fellas with me in the back seat. Show them what's up. No, it's you gotta get the balance. I still love a stick of cheese pie, but you just gotta have balance. And I think we're based in Ōtara, trying to get back to our community with our youth and our elderly, just trying to spread the love and what we've learned back in the days and where we are now in this new generation. Kids need to be shown right from wrong,
If there was a kōrero you'd like the tamariki and rangatahi that you're working with to come out of these sessions that you three are hosting, what would it be? Would it be something along the lines of it's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay to talk about these issues? Because back in the day, you didn't even raise them, did you?
Yeah, back in the day, you never raised any of these issues. It's deep within. But the message we pass on to these readers of tomorrow is it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay to speak out, because it takes a real man or woman to speak out and talk about your problems. It's anyway to overcome it.
Everyone thinks of you as a sort of a hard man, fit, strong. Did at times in your life, Ruben, did you too go through some emotional turmoil that encourage you to be part of this push and what Paul's been advocating to develop internal strength?
Yeah, for sure. Like, we all have a story from growing up in our childhood, and it's how we cope with it now and speak about it and help the healing process. And I think the more we can speak about it openly, the more I can heal those wounds from the back of the day. You know, it's, you know, we're coming from the old school ways, you know, just get on with it and just sweep it under the carpet. But nowadays, you know, we've got to speak about it.
And talk about it.
That's coming in, you know. Yeah, it's no use not talking afterwards. You've got a problem, get off your chest and sort it out. There's a lot of initiations out there that assist that. So there's, you know, the suicidal rate's pretty high on teenagers, so we're trying to cut those numbers down.
Tēnā koe, you in the back as well, Shontaine?
Yeah, I'll put
him
on there.
Yeah, why not? Okay. I've never had a chance to talk with three heavy hitters in the one walker.
There's two heavy hitters in the front and two at the back. Just coming up on the road.
Nice on
time. I'll just put you on now,
man. Yeah, sweet as, man. Thanks very much, Ruben. All the best with the mahi down there. Hey, Shontaine, how are you, mate?
Hey, kia ora, Elvis.
Yeah, it's hey, tēnā koe, Elvis. It's good to talk with you, Shontaine. Hey, mate, you know, what did you learn from England? I mean, Wainui Mata or Tara, they're sort of similar communities, but it's, you know, you weren't necessarily in the leafy suburbs when you were playing in the UK as well, Shontaine, and now you're back home here. You can see similarities, and you're working with young people, mate. What do you find is the most important kōrero that you can share with young people about the need to keep themselves well?
Well, just firstly, Dad, I'd just like to, you know, I grew up out West Auckland, man. It's rough and tough out here.
Oh, no, no.
That's the Roosters. It's the mighty Roosters.
West Auckland's sort of, well, is it more upmarket than Ōtara?
Mate, it's pretty much on par, I'd say, in certain areas. You know, obviously we have our bad areas and stuff like that, but no, it was obviously, when you talk about going to England and stuff like that, you probably saw the kind of crossover play union, the highest level. But also, when I moved to England, I was living in a suburb or a town called Bradford, which is another, pretty much similarities to Ōtara. So everyone goes through their struggles. But getting back to your question, you know, working with the rangatahi and the kids back home, you know, it's an awesome space to be in. And to be able to come back down to Wainui and give back, you know, I've heard the boys talking about the struggles and stuff like that, you know, everyone goes through it, and I think a lot of these kids who are dealing with similar issues and stuff like that, they're just, you know, giving them the tools and the ways to be able to deal with stuff. We can share our experiences, and I retired from concussions, so went through some depression and some dark times myself, but, you know, to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel and to be able to give back is cool, and, you know, I love coming back down to Wainui Mata. I grew up as a leaguey. And the Roosters used to come back in the days, and when they had the mighty Jason Gilbert, and you know, we're talking about the Lomaxes and some Umungas, and you know, like some pretty cool people, you know, in their community, and Earl Butler's down here too. So, you know, we started working with these guys who are coming back, and working for New Zealand Rugby League and being able to spread the message across the mutu is awesome.
Well, I just think it's great you guys, you know, are willing to talk about your realities. Sometimes people like to maintain a sort of an image of strength, but if you're willing to talk about the vulnerabilities too, that can really connect with young people. You are a very high-powered group. I'd be neat to see you going around schools across the mutu. But all the best with that corridor tomorrow. What are you going to focus? What are you going to focus on when you get a chance to talk with our young people, Shontaine?
So some of the key messages that we like to deal with, talk about. Obviously, goal setting is one of them. We can all relate to that. Facing the fears, resilience. Talking about resilience and also the power of forgiveness. And that's probably one of my favourite topics I like to talk about with the kids. The power of forgiveness, because there's a lot of power in that and being able to move forward and stuff like that. Some of these young kids who have struggles and problems in their life, I talk about I share my experience. I didn't grow up with my father in my life. I was, excuse me, but then after 30 years, I've been able to reconnect that relationship with my biological father and, you know, deepen my roots back in with my Māori side. And honestly, after I share this kind of cordial story with the kid, you know, it just opens up the gates, the walls come down, and then they start sharing with me some of their problems that they're having within their own relationship. So for me personally, I love that module and sharing that one with the kids.
Yeah, the power of forgiveness. It's not often we hear footballers talking of this type, but you like delivering that. Just flesh that out for a moment more. So you're saying that even though things have been hard in your life, you've got to confront it, acknowledge it.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, you know, like when you forgive and stuff like that, it's just like my personal experience, you know, the weight that's lifted. Obviously, my whole footy career, 15 years, not knowing my real father and having a relationship with him. And then obviously when I retired, my kids growing up wanted to, you know about their own whakapapa and stuff like that. But I couldn't connect back with that side because I hadn't actually, you know, forgiven that he wasn't there in my life. So that's the kind of message I love to share. And when the kids understand that and, you know, and they see, oh, obviously we played international footy and NRL and international rugby. And then they see that people like us are just normal as well. They can relate to that. So you drop a lot of the barriers, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, when you see the kids and then they really start opening up. And even some of the kudas that we've been to, believe it or not, even the teachers, like, they get touched by it, and they're like, you know what, I've just had this moment, you know, my father passed away, and I haven't spoken to my sister for, like, the last year. They're going through their own daughters. That's why, personally, I love that message. And obviously, there's all the other ones that help out in, you know, the goal setting, facing fears, and the importance of sleep and nutrition and hygiene. There's all these key elements, but, you know, you soon work out when you go to different kudas who needs what.
Well, you guys,
a good reminder for ourselves, yeah.
Yeah, hey, you guys are doing fantastic, mate. Thanks very much for letting us in on what's going on, Paul and Ruben and Shantane. Is there someone else with you too?
Oh, yeah, it's our internal strength driver. Do you want to put him on too? Oh, no.
I just want to wish you guys well, and people will be reminded that you're doing it for the kids and driving to Wellington rather than flying. So there we go. Good on you, boys.
appreciate you, Dale. Thank you, boys.
Thanks very much, fellas. Really lovely to have a yarn with you. Thank you. Paul Fatuita, Ruben Wiki, Shantane Happy.